you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Giants Insider Podcast. First of all, let me take you behind the scenes. Let me tell you how the sausage is made here. You probably realize, if you are a subscriber, that we've been doing a podcast every Wednesday. We've tried to do player interviews for the most part and talk to guys that maybe Giants fans don't know as well, and introduce them to the fan base. And this week, I think this week was always looking a little bit different. Obviously, on Monday, it was a rough day. It was a dark day for baseball. The appearance that Rob Manfred made on ESPN, saying that he no longer felt it was 100% certain that MLB would have a season, I think that shook things up for a lot of people around the game, and really, everybody I talked to that night, and in texting players and agents and people around the sport, they were pessimistic. It was a rough start to the week. There were some people who, for the first time, I think, started to feel like this season really might not happen. And even beyond that, I think we're looking at 2021 and the fact that there is a CBA fight coming at the end of 2021. It was a rough stretch for the sport. And so this week I was going to do something a little bit different and kind of go over all that and go over all the legal aspects. And I woke up this morning and talked to Kelly Johnson for a while. She hosts our pre and post game show, of course. She's been co-hosting these podcasts with me. We kind of talked about everything that we had heard the last few days and how pessimistic everything had gotten. And I also talked to Steve Moskovich, who's a local lawyer and a local attorney, and he went through a lot of the legal stuff with me and explained the grievances and explained why there's so many issues right now and what he thought was going to happen. I'm still going to run that interview because I think the legal stuff is really interesting, and I think it's important, and as details start to come out, I do think this is just kind of the beginning, and this is a fight that's going to go on through the offseason. This is a fight that's going to involve, you know, safety protocols for COVID-19. This is a fight that's going to go on through 2021 as players and owners go through this again. I hate to tell you, they're going to go through this again next year, because that is a much bigger deal, the long-term CBA. But the funny thing is, in the time that we were editing the podcast, reports started to come out that it's starting to look pretty good, maybe. John Heyman was the first to report that Rob Manfred flew to Arizona to meet with Tony Clark, the first time they've met in a few months, since March, reportedly. I guess they just love Zoom, and I've been doing a lot of Zoom calls. I don't blame them. It's been hard to travel. But, yeah, pretty incredible that the sides have not met face-to-face. But they did meet face-to-face, and there is optimism now that a deal will be struck, and it does seem like they're getting pretty close. So we will see what happens. They are in agreement on some things. They do agree that they'll pay the players 100%, which is what they wanted all along. We will see how long the season is. I for sure will do more here and on our website. We'll be doing a lot. Hopefully we're back on TV soon. That would be nice. It would force me to get a haircut, but that'd be cool to be back on TV and talking about baseball. But I think we'll have a lot more coming, especially on our website, and examining, look, what is a 54-game season, a 60-game season, a 70-game season? What does that look for the Giants? And one thing that I've talked about a little bit and is fascinating to me is the fact that I do think they were okay with taking a step back, another step back, and really using the taxi squad to make sure that their prospects, to make sure that Marco Luciano, Hunter Bishop, guys like that got a full summer of workouts. And it would have been interesting, because you would have had these teams filling their taxi squads with extra relievers and extra starting pitchers and extra outfielders and guys they could use if guys got hurt, or if God forbid the coronavirus becomes an issue. And I think the Giants were looking at this as a real opportunity to really prepare for next year and the year after and have some of their prospects take a leap and jump past prospects of other teams. So that'll be part of the conversation the next week or so. That is something I would definitely keep an eye on. As you hear reports come out and hear about rosters, and certainly I'll be writing about all of that, and we'll talk about that here. But a short season is interesting in another way for him because, you know, a short season, anything can happen. And I think the reminder I always give and everybody has given is what happened to the Nationals last year. I would also point, you know, to Giants teams in the past. We saw it in 2016, how different that team was from the first half to the second half. Half a season is a weird thing. It's the thing about baseball. It goes over a full year. So over half a season, I mean, they would have a shot to hang in there with the Dodgers. I think especially over 50, 60 games, they would have a real shot to hang in there in the National League West race. So it's going to be a lot to discuss, and we'll do it all here. And like I said, everything will be on NBC Sports Bay Area as well. I'll do it on my Twitter account. We'll do mailbags. I'll answer you guys' questions. I know this has been hard for people to keep track of, and that's one reason I wanted to really do kind of a step back this week and take a look at where the sport is. I was really pessimistic this morning when we taped originally. It did not look good. It looked like this was going to last a couple more weeks. They were going to wait them out. And then, you know, at the end of June, they would announce like a 54-game season. I think that's what most people I talked to on Monday expected. I know that's what the players expected, was to have a season like that. But if they can come to an agreement, that's a lot easier. It's a lot better for both sides. It's a lot better for fans. And potentially gets us an extra, you know, 10, 12, 15 games, something like that. So hopefully that's the case. We'll be on top of it here. And, yeah, hopefully baseball's back soon. But right now, still a lot of legal arguments to be doing, a lot of stuff to be decided. And that is why here is an interview with Steve Moskovitz, where we went over a lot of the legal stuff. And his prediction at the end, I think, was similar to mine, that baseball would be back. It sounds like baseball is close to coming back. We'll keep you guys updated, and we'll go from there. All right, enjoy the interview. Okay, Steve Moskowitz, you've been doing legal stuff for us for a long time, and this is something that I have not dealt with a whole lot as a baseball writer, hearing about grievances and obviously...
What could be more fun than the legal stuff of sports?
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit different. I think fans are a little taken aback right now. But first, I just want to get your general thoughts. This is something different. I mean, not... They've been through this before, but it's been a long time since baseball has had a stoppage like this. So what are your general thoughts on what you're seeing?
Like most other things in sports and in life, the main problem here is money. We can talk about safety and quarantining and who has to leave to visit newborn children. But the number one issue is money. If that is resolved, everything else could be quickly resolved. And if you take a look at things, what I'm thinking about is, if I were king or commissioner, what I would do is I'd say, look, you know, I think the deal that you originally struck, where you got your salary prorated for the number of games, is the best deal. Because if you think about it, in setting salaries and setting everything, there hasn't been anything since the 90s that has involved how many people were in the stands. So if the stands were filled up or there was nobody there, that wasn't affecting anybody. And remember, in the old days, there were some maybe in the 90s or so, there were some players that said, well, look, if there's a certain attendance, I receive a bonus. And the team said, well, no, that's not right, because if you're sick and the team gets it anyway, you get a bonus you didn't deserve. So I don't think that now the players should be penalized because there aren't being people in the stands. Now, you might say, well, some teams says, well, look, we just can't afford it. Well, then we go back to the old, okay, open your books, at least to the other teams with a confidentiality clause. Let's see if you really can't afford it. And suppose you had some team that just really, they couldn't afford that deal. Then, again, we could go back, take a look at history, and remember when Montreal had a stadium that was falling apart, essentially the commissioner could create a fund that would be, I hate to use the word tax because I'm a tax attorney, but a contribution from the other teams that could afford it to keep things going. That is the way you could have a season. That is what I think would be most equitable to everybody involved.
You mentioned something that I was actually going to ask you about, the opening the books. And I think from the outside, everybody goes, yeah, do it. But, also businesses, for good reason for them, usually don't want to do that. In your experience, when there is a grievance, when there is a lawsuit or a disagreement like this, how hesitant are corporations to show anything? Because I think if you did that with baseball, you'd find a lot of teams have been reinvesting that money into, real estate or other developments and things that will make them.
Well, most people don't want to reopen their books, but where it's done in the corporate world is if somebody is really, really in bad shape and they go to their landlord or their bank or other creditors and say, look, we just can't pay you. And the creditor, well, I don't believe you, open your books. And if you say, well, look, here's my audited financials and I really am down and out, then sometimes that could be the basis of a deal because the other side says, well, wait a minute, if these guys go bankrupt and I get nothing, maybe we can make a deal. And that deal could be something as simple as, okay, you have some more time to pay this bill, or you only have to pay part of it this month and we'll push off into the future making other payments. So nobody likes to do it, but sometimes it's done.
The one thing I've heard about that March agreement is that it was a little bit rushed, and they keep using the word good faith, and that was in there. We're going to negotiate in good faith. What does that mean to you when you hear that they disagree on what good faith might be?
So in theory, all agreements are supposed to be entered into in good faith. And good faith means you go in there and, basic fairness. And you say, well, all right, interestingly, they went ahead and said, well, you know what, Commissioner, if we can't decide, you decide for us. Well, that puts an awful lot of power in the hands of the commissioner. And let's remember who pays for the commissioner, and let's remember who votes him in and out. It's the teams, not the players.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if the commissioner gets too heavy-handed, you can have a situation, again, going back into history, how free agency was created, where somebody says, well, look, you've been unfair, and you could have a situation where with all these players involved, there could be a tremendous payout to the players if he were being unfair. So the bottom line is everybody here has an incentive to come to the table and make the deal that's best for everyone. And you know what? Let's not forget the spirit of the game, and let's not forget the fans.
That's my main thing. Let's not forget the fans. One thing that stood out yesterday was something new, which is that the commissioner said, our concern is that if we go out and we tell the players there's a 54 game season, something like that, the first thing they're going to do is file a grievance. And that's been in the background the whole time. That was the most clear I've heard it, that there will be a grievance. What does that mean?
Well, a grievance is where the players file something and say, I've been treated unfairly, therefore you owe me money. And sometimes there's a decision, and then sometimes the party that loses said, well, you know what? The grievance was unfair itself, and I'm going to go into court, and sometimes a judge will reverse it. But I think we could be a little more creative here. For example, we'll have certain locations only for the baseball. One of the things I was thinking is you could make the season longer if you said, well, all right, look, everybody can play in their home stadiums while the weather is okay, but we could have a longer season if we said, look, some stadiums are in really nice warm weather areas and other stadiums would be under snow. So how about if we shifted the games where we play the earlier ones in the parks where the seasons get really cold and too bad for baseball, and the later games, we extend the season, and we could do it physically because we have much warmer weather in some of those stadiums. That's still another alternative. Just get a little creative, and this could really work for everybody. You could have a longer season.
When I hear grievance, I think something that drags on for a really long time. Would that be
something it does.
Would be settled before next season, or is this something where 3 years from now the players find out they got an extra $400 million or something like that?
That's possible, because the minute you involve a grievance or the legal system, you're talking about a long time.
Yeah.
Now, business can act quickly. So, for example, with my ideas where they shift the games around and the colder stadiums get the bulk of the games now, and then the warmer stadiums get the games in a time period that's normally baseball isn't played, that would work. That's business that can be done quickly. The minute you get into a grievance, you could be fighting over this for years, not to mention the fact when you have a grievance, everybody gets their feelings hurt. Yes. And then when new negotiations come up, they stall or there's problems, because if parties come to the table and say, you know what, you've just been really unfair with me and I have, and that person has a bad attitude about you, that would adversely affect things. So here's what I think should be done is business mind should prevail on both sides and everybody's better off. The teams are better off, the players are better off, and again, the fans get more games.
I think one thing that is kind of hanging over all this is the fact that the CBA expires after next season.
Exactly, and that's what I was saying about the hurt feelings.
Yeah.
Because if you have a situation where you have the hurt feelings, that is going to be a real problem.
That's my big concern. And I guess what would a deal right now mean for, you know, 18 months from now? Because it seems like the owners are trying to set a precedent a little bit that they can lean on for the next negotiations.
Well, they are, but the problem is if you do that and you have the hurt feelings, you can have a situation where maybe there's no agreement and then we don't have baseball, not because of a horrible disease, but because both sides got stubborn and said, no, I won't do it, clammed up, and then you don't have a baseball season because hurt feelings got in the way of business, and now you have nothing. So, yeah, that's a big deal.
You mentioned the disease, which is hanging over all of this as well. Is there, for players, what should they legally be concerned about? I mean, I know in talking to some that they've been worried about, you basically sign away your rights if something happens, if you get sick. Would this be similar to just a normal season? It's just another health issue that...
Then there's a question. The fact that you signed something away, is that legally enforceable? For example, if you borrow money from your next door neighbor and you sign that if you don't pay him back promptly, he can chop your right arm off with an axe, no court would enforce that.
Yeah.
So then you have a situation, was there something unhealthful? You have a situation where different doctors have different opinions. On the other hand, you know, it's legal to go to the grocery store. It has been during this whole crisis. States are reopening. There's, you know, the social distancing and everything else. And then the question is, well, are these measures sufficient? And then you could have something like, okay, people have to have regular health checks or have their temperature taken or have some physician saying, well, okay, it appears that everybody is healthy. And if somebody, God forbid, does have it, they're immediately isolated. So, I mean, here, that's a far more controlled atmosphere than you would have, you know, you're talking about the general public or just, you know, go into a restaurant for takeout, go into the supermarket. That's not controlled. You walk in, you have your little paper mask, but nobody knows if you have COVID-19 or not when you walk in the door.
Exactly. The last question I have for you, and this is something that's been on my mind a lot, is that I think even if the players win right now, and it seems like they're, you know, at least public opinion is on their side right now, that they go into an off season where, you know, these owners who don't want to have a season can just not spend any money. And they can just say, you got us in June and July, and now it's December, and I'm not going to sign any free agents. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know what players are going to do if free agent spending this year is 40% of what it was the last couple of years. So what is their recourse? I guess that would be collusion, but it's hard to prove.
Well, you can't have collusion, because if you have collusion, that's illegal and horrible and all kinds of bad things happen. But what would happen is normally most things are decided in a business manner. And if somebody is really, really, really stubborn, somebody else says, you know, it's about time that we had an expansion team in my city. And some person steps up and says they or their group has the money to do it. And maybe that team that's causing all the problem, maybe they shouldn't be part of this league anymore. Maybe we should vote them out. And then that team might want to play ball, or maybe there is a change, or maybe there is an expansion. But usually economics, business will prevail in the end.
I know you've been following these things for a long time and have been through a lot of these just as a sports fan. Everybody I talk to right now, I ask them the same question, which is, will there be a season and how long will it be? Do you have a prediction?
I think there'll be a season, and it could be longer if somebody would just take my idea and shift the playing of the games to the colder stadiums, get the first games, and then you can have a longer time period with the warmer stadiums where you could be playing on Christmas and New Year's in beautiful weather.
That's a long season for me, but I would take a lot of baseball. So I think it'd be okay.
I would take a lot of baseball too. That's part of the beauty of baseball is there's a lot of games. And one of the things with baseball is you oftentimes can really see the best team win because, you know, I know there's always the fluke or somebody's having a particularly good or bad day, but a lot of sports, you know, like in football, everything is decided on one game. It's the big game. There's very few games. There's a Super Bowl. But in baseball, one of the things that everybody really likes about it is there's so many games that, yes, you can win that oddball, fluky game or somebody doesn't feel well that day or somebody's having an exceptional day. But with all the games they play, usually you really do see the best teams and they really deserve it because over the long haul, they've shown that they are winners.
Yeah, I keep thinking back to last year's Nationals. So I think we're 19-31 at the 50-game mark. So that is a good point. And thank you so much for the time and explaining some of this. I know this is, you know, baseball fans don't love to dig deep into the legal aspect of it, but that's where we are here.
Well, the pleasure was all mine, and I hope I can help. And I hope when the owners and the commissioners hear this, they just take my ideas and I solve the problem for them.
I hope so, too. I want to be covering baseball soon. So hopefully that happens.
Me too.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.